Day 3, track 16 of The Overnightscape Underground. Hello, I am your host, Frank Edward Norris, sitting here in The Overnightscape studio. It's about 7:54 p.m. here on our virtual Day 3. Yes. And you just heard Space Jam. Yes, how did you enjoy Space Jam? I had a good time going to that Chelsea Market, the Apple Store, all that stuff. What else did I do on that episode? Or that piece? I talked about Space Jam a little bit. I was talking all about the nature of reality, man, and the secrecy and everything, all that kind of stuff. I found out that Chelsea Market was actually opened in 1996. It's been there for 12 years. Damn. I think that's right. Wow. I thought it just opened like last year. I was hoping. I never knew about it. That's odd. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed Space Jam. That was back on last Thursday. Right now, it is 10:31 p.m. on Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. And a little earlier, I tried to start recording this segment. But unfortunately, I ran into a problem, a little bit of a thunderstorm. And I think it may be actually coming back, unfortunately. You know when you look at the weather map and it's like the red is where it's like really thundering and like the yellow is not too bad, and then like if it's yellow it's okay, then red is bad, then it goes up to purple. Purple is called extreme. We were in the purple. So I figured, you know, I came home and I, you know, had my dinner and I wanted to start recording. I just wanted to record the segment because I have a couple more great tracks for you coming up. Great stuff coming up. And, you know, I saw the thunderstorm was approaching, so while I was finishing up my pasta, yes, I still have pasta with butter. Usually I like to have my main staple food now is tofu with beans, but, you know, I ran out, so I had some angel hair pasta with butter and hot sauce. And right as I'm finishing up, I start hearing the wind whistling and the thunder and everything, and I figured, okay, I'm going to rush start recording right now because... you know, it'd be cool to record during the thunderstorm. No. There were several brownouts, you know, not complete power failures, but the brownouts and all the computers froze, you know, started restarting, and it was a violent storm. So I tried. So what I'm going to play for you now is, hopefully this will work, and hopefully there won't. Right to the north and west of me right now, there are a few thunderstorms. I'm looking at the radar. But I think we're pretty safe. A few minutes ago, there's a couple brownouts here and there, but, you know, hopefully we'll be all right. Here we go. I want to play for you. And I just, I had my backup recorder running, and this is what you're going to hear now. This is just raw MP3s off these backup recorder, and then I also had my other recorder going. So I just want to play this for you. It's kind of, it'd be kind of interesting, I think. You will hear how the show started. First on the backup recorder, then over the air. We'll see how this works out. This'll be interesting. This is me trying to start the show. Hold on, here it is. This is like, I didn't edit this or anything. This is like raw MP3. This is like me choosing the music, right? Trying to find a good music for the beginning. So yeah, I turn on the backup recorder long before. This could be it. Hold on, I'll pass it off to my past self.
Hey, yes. The Overnightscape Underground, Day 3, Track 16. And it is about 7:54 p.m. on our virtual day here.
What happened?
Are we still here? Can you hear me? There was just a brownout. As I'm talking to you, there's a massive thunderstorm overhead. Massive thunderstorm. Oh my god. And the power is going in and out here, so I have my backup recorder going. I have two backup recorders going because I have a feeling we're not going to get through this recording. Oh my god. We're into purple. Oh my god, look at this. This is insane. We're in the purple. I don't know if you can hear the thunder out there. What the hell? Looks like the internet is out. What the hell just happened here? We're in trouble here. Anyway, look, I got home. I wanted to do a little recording. Can you hear this? Oh my. That was it for that, right? Wow. That was me phasing out there. Wow. Yeah, that point, there was a brownout, like, you know, the lights didn't go out completely, but the computer just froze and whatever, and the storm was just intensifying at that point. So, here's the same thing from the other recorder that just records over the air. So you won't hear the music, but let's see if you can hear this. This is me, like, getting ready for the show.
Test. Hey, it's the Overnight Scape Underground, day 3, track 16. And it is about 7:54 p.m. on our virtual day here. Hello. Uh-oh. There's a brownout. Are we still here? Can you hear me? There was just a brownout. As I'm talking to you, there's a massive thunderstorm overhead. Massive thunderstorm. Oh my god. And the power is going in and out here, so I have my backup recorder going. I have two backup recorders going because I have a feeling we're not going to get through this recording. Oh my god, we're into purple. Oh my god, look at this. This is insane. We're into purple. I don't know if you can hear the thunder out there. What the hell? Looks like the internet is out. What the hell just happened here? We're in trouble here. Anyway. Look, I got home. I wanted to do a little recording. Can you hear this? Oh my god. Whoa. Hello? 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 Damn it. This is bad. Wow. Well, hello. Hello, honey? You just got home, huh? I tried to start recording something and it just didn't work. Damn.
There you go. That was ambient audio of what happened earlier. And then I have a little recording here that is, my wife was like, you know, get some matches ready. As it turns out, the lights did not go out. We retained power. But those brownouts are like fading in and out. That's what it is. I know that may not, is that really a brownout? I think it is. You know, the power like goes down but doesn't go out. Because the backup recorder retained power, but a couple of the computers just like rebooted. Anyway, I recorded about, you know, 2 minutes and 47 seconds of the storm itself. Hopefully we're not... let me just check my weather map again here. I don't think so. I don't know. There's no more giant thunderstorms. I don't need any more thunderstorms tonight. Anyway, check out some sounds of the thunderstorm. Right here. Hold on one moment. Here we go. Again, raw audio off the recorder, no processing, whatever. Here we go. Here's the sound of the thunderstorm. I can't believe I tried starting a show. This is an incredible thunderstorm. Just check it out here. Lightning. Listen to this. This is crazy. It's a crazy storm. Wow. I tried starting the show and it was like... It's hailing? Oh yeah, look, hail. Wow. This is crazy. Oh wow. Crazy, man. This is some crazy stuff. Damn.
Let me try to... This is... I wanted to shut the computers off, but then it started rebooting, and then...
You know, you can't really stop it once it's rebooting.
I'm going to turn it off. Ooh, where's my flashlight?
This one's right on the bookshelf.
All right, I got a flashlight in my pocket. Look at this. Let me go to the other window. Oh, man. I'm trying to see.
Look at this.
Huh? You want a burrito? Okay.
Look at this. Rain is coming down. It's crazy.
Let's look over here.
I got coffee for you.
Cool. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, that was very bright. I'm probably gonna get some thunder now. Look at this. Flashing like mad in the sky. Holy crap.
Alright, maybe I can continue my recording once this thing is over.
Crazy.
Yes, so that was my ambient recording. That sounded pretty good. The stereo effects were very, like, pronounced from the way I heard it. Maybe even more than usual. That's interesting. That's it. Just like I just copied the MP3s over, because usually what I would do is I'd copy the MP3s over, convert them to AIF, apply mastering, and edit them. And, you know, I figured, just what the hell? I'll just play them over the, you know. That was fine. Just for the sake of speed. Yeah, so that was the storm, and that was pretty wild. Looking at the map now, yeah, it's clearing out over here. They got it up in Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie, man, they got some storms right now. Forget it. Up in Poughkeepsie, New York. And also down, like, by Delaware and southern New Jersey, they got this, the same storm is going. I guess because today was, like, a record heat. Just like yesterday, it was very hot today. I think it was up to, like, 99 today as well. 99 Fahrenheit. It's about 37 Celsius. Can I get a weather map of a larger area of the world? Wait. I want to, like, see the whole eastern seaboard, see what's going on with these storms. I want to see if any more is coming our way, basically. Yeah, so that was kind of cool, you know. So you got to hear the my attempt, which was a failure. Regional radar, there you go. Regional radar. That's, oh, okay, yes, regional. Wow, this line of storms is really, it's really hammering Connecticut and western Massachusetts right now. Look at that. The same line is down in Columbia, South Carolina. The same line of storms. So what is it like when it's really hot? Does that, like, suck in, like, the storm? Like, the storms, like, go in that direction? I don't know. Very strange. Yeah, but look, the purple. The purple is when it gets extreme. Wait, I can't... I can animate this one, yeah. I want to see, because with the animation, you can sort of see the direction it's going in. This line of storm is going, like, it's going to the northeast, but I don't know. It's unpredictable. We may get some more later. I don't know, because it's kind of heading in that direction. But I have a feeling that we're probably done with it for the night at this point. Wow, very fun. What is this? The latest news: Ron Paul plans his own convention. Look at this. Maverick GOP presidential candidate Ron Paul has booked an arena in Minneapolis for a mini convention that could steal some of John McCain's thunder just days before he accepts the Republican nomination. That's cool. The Ron Paul convention. That'd be pretty cool. I just found out that maybe we may be going to a wedding in Kentucky in October. That'd be kind of cool. I don't think I've ever been to Kentucky. I want to go to Kentucky. That'd be cool, man. You know? Yeah. Anyway, what are we doing here? Should I do a little flashlight review? I don't know. I got something here. And then coming up, some great stuff. Coming up, we have Edit Dreams and the Heat Wave and Tunnel Exploring. Okay? Edit Dreams and the Heat Wave. That's one of them. And then Tunnel Exploring is another one. You'll hear all about these. Some great stuff coming up soon. I got the free Jade Key Light with one pack purchase. What?
Let me take a picture of this before I rip it open, because it's a... I think this is a free flashlight that you get when you buy a pack of cigarettes. Jade Menthol Filter 100s? I really have never even heard of these. I'm not a cigarette smoker myself. Ah! Wait. We're going to analyze this. Because, you know, one thing about smoking cigarettes is you can get a lot of great prizes. It's almost like in the old days, you know. Ah! What the hell happened? Somehow, you know, the lens cap has a string on it. Somehow, as I took it off and put it back on, I wrapped the lens cap around the my microphone cable. Wow. You know, in the old days, I think they may still have it, but in the old days, I don't know, when I was growing up in the 70s, they had these great toys in the cereal boxes, and maybe they probably weren't that great, but we thought they were great, you know. Because, you know, growing up, I think like most kids, you don't have any money, basically. Like, I didn't have any money, you know? So, like, having toys, getting a new toy was an amazing thing. Like, we even sort of, you know, the big holidays were, of course, Christmas and then Easter. Christmas was the big one. Christmas was, you know, and we were, I did not grow up religious at all, you know, so I'm sure in all my various ramblings on atheism, I have told you that. I did not grow up with any religion, yet we fully celebrated Christmas. We did everything, you know, with the, well, not everything. We had the Christmas tree and the holly and the holly and the ivy and the stockings hung by the chimney with care, you know, and everything, except for the whole, like, Jesus thing. But we did everything else. Like, you don't need the whole Jesus thing to enjoy Christmas. And we loved it. I loved Christmas. That was, like, the most amazing thing. I'm still amazing when I try to think of the feeling. I still can have the emotional memory of the feeling of Christmas, which was based in getting material things. I don't want to say materialism because of the other meaning of that word, but just the love of getting toys. Oh my God, it was so great. Like, I remember my parents did a really great job at it. You know, me and my brother and sister, when we were young, we couldn't wait, and we would sneak down the stairs. You know, it was like a banister kind of thing, and look through the bars of the banister at the scene just sort of lit with the Christmas lights, and you saw all those packages there and everything. It was just amazing. Really, really an amazing memory. And then, of course, birthday was another time. You know, my birthday is October 3rd, so that was a few months before Christmas, so I got a lot of stuff. But then there really wasn't any other time you got a lot of toys. Easter, as I mentioned, was a minor holiday. You might get, like, one toy, you know, for Easter. You know, again, celebrating Easter, baskets, rabbits, eggs, egg hunts, etc. None of this whole Jesus thing, you know. Which makes sense, since all the, you know, Christmas and Easter are based on, you know, one is on the winter solstice, the other one is on the, what, near the vernal equinox. Yeah, you know, a winter festival and a spring festival. For, you know, obviously Easter's a fertility festival and whatever, and they just sort of grafted the whole Jesus thing on there, fine, you know. But I'm just saying, I didn't grow up without that. So when it came to be like, you're just in the supermarket and you're like, you got to get cereal anyway because everyone eats the cereal, and you're like, there's a toy in there, oh my God, you get a toy, and it's usually a piece of junk. But we loved it, though. It was big. So the point I'm trying to make here is that cigarette smokers, you a lot of times you buy a pack of cigarettes, you get a prize, almost like in the cereal. Like, I remember seeing, like, being almost jealous, like, seeing, like, buy a pack of Marlboro cigarettes, and you get, like, a, like these really nice, like, dice, like a little, like, a bunch of dice in, like, a nice Marlboro bag, or you can get, like, a deck of cards, or all sorts of great prizes. And then, of course, they had this whole thing where you collect, like, Marlboro, like, there'd be little, like, symbol on the side of it, and you cut it out. And you could send it in, like, to the Marlboro catalog and get stuff, and I don't know. And people would just, like, try to find Marlboro boxes, like, in the garbage to get those little things off of it. Do they still do that? I don't know. But this is, like, a prize. Looks like it's from 2001. I don't know where this came from. My wife got this from someone. This is the free Jade Keylight with one pack purchase. Jade Menthol Filter 100s, 15 milligrams tar. Tar is in quotes. 1.1 milligram nicotine, average per cigarette by FTC method. 4A. Warning, smoking is addictive. Wow. Copyright 2001, the Liggett Group. Smoking is addictive. I think we already knew that. Actually, that's not true. Smoking cigarettes is addictive. I don't find smoking cigars to be addictive at all. Excuse me while I have some water. Don't quote me on that, though. You know, I know people, whatever. So it looks like the pack of Jade light, menthol filters that was on here, there's like a piece of tape kind of thing on here, is now gone. But on a blister pack, here is the key light. And first of all, let's try to figure out, what is Jade Menthol Filter 100? Let's see. The most I smoked a cigarette was just, I puffed on one kind of like a cigar just to see what it was like. And it was not a very, you can't smoke it like a cigar or a pipe. It just, like, the smoke is so weak. It doesn't work in that sense. I think you have to put it in your lungs and get that stuff in your lungs. I've never done that. I've never inhaled a cigarette, ever. And I don't plan on it. Because I was reading all of the stuff they put in there, right? It's almost like tobacco is the starting point, and then they put all this other junk in there, right, to make it more addictive and something. I don't know. I have to look into this more, because then you have these natural cigarettes. What do they call them? American natural spirit or something. Like, are those less addictive because they have no additives or not? See, you know, I think there's the additives, but then it's just ultimately you're just getting so much nicotine. I don't know. Because I have experienced when I smoke pipes a little bit of an addictive quality to it, but nothing that major. But I do – in cigars, I don't see it at all. In pipes, I see it. I definitely have gotten a little bit to the point where I felt like I needed to smoke every night. But it was very easy to kick the habit. It wasn't really, you know, an issue. So, I don't know. Jade Menthol Filter. Filter 100. Slusser Wholesale? What the hell is Slusser? The hell kind of a name is that? Slusser Wholesale. Is this like. Slusser. What the hell? Slusser Wholesale. Is a service merchandiser. Providing products to the Intermountain West. Wow, that's pretty cool. They're providing products to the Intermountain West. We offer complete convenience store programs along with service programs for supermarkets, drugstores, and general stores. Wow. Out there in the Intermountain West. They're based in Idaho, and they service Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Montana, and Western Washington. Wow. So they have these menthol jade. But it's hard to find that. Like, there is a Turkish Jade Camel cigarette, but I'm not finding this Jade Menthol Filter. This may be a discontinued cigarette. Jade Menthol Filter 100s. I'm, like, not seeing it. I thought I found a picture of it on Google, though. Yeah, no. Jade Menthol. Yeah, look at this. Yeah, there it is. Jade Filter King's box. Jade Smooth Menthol. Yeah. So someone's collecting this stuff. Okay. Jade USA. I have a feeling Jade is discontinued. See, because this stupid camel keeps coming up, but why is it so hard to find information about this? I want to find information about what my flashlight is of. Please. Wait, alright, so I see it's called Jade Filter Kings. Jade Filter Kings. Jade Smooth Menthol Filter Kings. Let me try to search for that. Jade Smooth Menthol Filter Kings. No, not Smooth. Smootk. The word smootk, S-M-O-O-T-G, is anything but smooth, okay? Smootk. Cools. Tobacco ad gallery. Interesting. I'm getting off of this tangent here. Look, it's 10:55 p.m. This has got to be discontinued at this. I can't find almost nothing about this, okay? I can't. I should say I can not find anything. Not like I can't find nothing. Because, you know, of course, if you say, yo, I can't find nothing, then, you know, some smart guy's going to be like, well, if you cannot find nothing, that means you can find something. It's a double negative, you see? Tobacco ad gallery. Let's check this out. Jade. How about Jade? Jade and Eve? Oh, look. Liggett and Myers Tobacco. Oh, look. Here we go. Extraordinary menthol. Uniquely fresh aftertaste. Jade. And then Evolution. Eve. What was that cigar? You've come a long way, baby. A cigarette, I mean. Look, yeah, so Jade, menthol, yeah, so there it is. So it did exist. You can save $1.50 on two packs. Wow. It must be discontinued at this point. So, okay, there we go. So this is like a key. So let me take this. The back of this thing is completely blank. All right, here we go. Oh, hold on. I wonder if this even works after all these years. 2001. So what we have here on a key ring here is almost sort of like a bullet-shaped thing. Hello, test. Okay. There's one of those sort of generic key ringy things on here. And it looks like almost like a clear, sort of a clear greenish. Oh, look at that. Oh, I like it. It's a green light. Ooh. I don't know how to turn it on and off at this point, but wait, hold on. Oh, okay. You click it. You click it, and it's a green. How do you keep it on? It's kind of cool though. It's like a bright green light. That's cool. What do you think, Mr. Jesse? He's looking at it. I want to know how you keep it on though. That's cool though. It looks almost like a green bullet. It's sort of like a little clear orb at the end, and a little bit of chrome colored, and then it's like a green light. That's cool. A green flashlight for jade. It's a nice jade color, like a greenish yellowish color. But I want to see if I can keep it on. Is there like a way to? No, I don't know if you can. I don't think there's a way to just keep it on. You know. I got it. I just kind of jammed it in, but I think it was just because I jammed it. So, you know, like a pen, you can click it and it like stays. This is not like that. So anyway. This is great, my jade key ring. What is it called? The Jade Key Light from the defunct Jade Cigarettes. Very nice, thank you. I like my key light. I like it a lot. Tobacco-free kids. Oh, look, these ads are on tobaccofreekids.com. What? The tobacco industry spends more than $12.4 billion per year. Over $34.1 million a day marketing the deadly products in the U.S. alone. Much of this reaching kids. At this rate, the companies have spent $5.5 billion this year. It's kind of cool. They have an actual gallery of advertisements for cigarettes. Wait a second. Isn't that kind of promoting it? Like, you get to see all the different ads. Let me see is there any other Jade ads? Jade and Eve. Nope, just that one. Interesting. I guess not all cigarettes are really, I mean, they're so addictive, yet they're not all successful. It's amazing, right? Surgeon General's warning: quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risks to your health. Quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risks to your health. What is that? Like, I know they're trying to say smoking is unhealthy. If you quit, you'll be healthier. But quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risks to your health. Maybe they should say quitting smoking is now known to greatly reduce serious risks to your health. Quit if you quit smoking, yeah, or if you quit smoking now. I don't know. So, like, I don't know. Evolution Eve.
Surgeon General, warning.
Sorry, I'm getting tired here. Smoking by pregnant women may result in fetal injury, premature birth, and low birth weight. Yeah, I think the cigarette thing is something to stay away from myself. And I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They should just smoke cigars and then everyone would be happy, you know? Yes. Anyway. It is time to check out some cool stuff coming up. I have two pieces for you. Hopefully they'll work together pretty well. We have first Edit Dreams and the Heat Wave. And Edit Dreams and the Heat Wave is a single piece. Starts off as a dream review from Sunday, this past Sunday. And then there's another dream review on Monday, but it's in New York City. And then later that day, I do more in New York City and, in the heat wave. So I like to call this piece Edit Dreams in the Heat Wave because the subject of the dreams is editing of reality, as you will hear extensively in a moment. That is 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 14 seconds long. And after that, we're going to step back in time. Yes. Back to November 13th, 2007. How long ago is that? That's like 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months ago, right? Yeah. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to go back in time 7 months, okay? 7 months with tunnel exploring, okay? I'm there in New York City, and it's just a 1 hour and 23-second journey through New York City, and I'm walking through these tunnels underneath Grand Central Station. Not like steam pipes or anything. There are tunnels people can go in, but I never knew about all these different tunnels and passageways and stuff, and pretty cool. I don't really remember what else I talked about. I didn't really re-listen to it yet, but that will be right after that. So we're going to have Edit Dreams and the Heat Wave, and then Tunnel Exploring. Trying to get to a lot of the stuff. I recorded a lot of stuff last year that has not appeared yet on the underground. Trying to rectify that situation. Yes. So here we go. You're going to check out some good stuff. Get ready for Edit Dreams in the Heat Wave, followed by Tunnel Exploring. I think you're going to really like it.